VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. News outlets say that Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has resigned after nearly 4 months of demonstrations against his 30-year rule. Both the Associated Press and Reuters say they have learned from government sources that the 75-year-old ruler is stepping down and that consultations are underway to form a transitional government. The reports of al-Bashir's ouster come hours after Sudan's state-controlled television said the army is making an important statement sometime Thursday, but offered no details about the upcoming message. The UK and EU have agreed to delay Brexit by up to 6 months. AP correspondent Mike Rossi explains.
European Union leaders meeting in Brussels have granted British Prime Minister Theresa May the extension she requested for Brexit. EU Council President Donald Tusk says Britain now has until the
31st of October. This means an additional 6 months for the UK.
May has already failed three times to get approval from the UK Parliament for her Brexit deal.
The UK should have left the EU by now, and I sincerely regret the fact that I have not yet been able to persuade Parliament to approve a deal which would allow the UK to leave in a smooth and orderly way.
There is an early exit clause, meaning Britain could still leave the EU as early as June. I'm Mike Grossia.
U.S. President Donald Trump says more troops will be needed to be sent to the country's southern border because too many dangerous people are illegally entering the United States. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan asked by reporters earlier in the day about a possible multi-year deployment of troops to the border, responded saying he had been speaking at length about that with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Mr. Trump, in San Antonio, Texas, specifically blamed the problem on the governments of four countries. Those are Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Colombia. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is poised for a fifth term now that his main rival has conceded. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Despite conceding defeat, former Army Chief Benny Gantz says his Blue and White Party has founded a true alternative to the ruling Likud Party and its soon-to-be five-time Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. With 97.4% of the vote counted, the two parties were deadlocked, with a projected 35 seats apiece in the 120-seat parliament. But political analyst Emmanuel Navon says
that is nearly irrelevant because at the end of the day, you do need a majority in order to form a government.
And with his coalition partners, Netanyahu has it.
This government is not going to be more or less right-wing than the previous one. It's basically going to be identical with the same coalition partners.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Polls open Thursday in India and the world's biggest general election that will determine the fate of incumbent Prime Minister Narendra Modi. As many as 900 million of India's 1.3 billion citizens are eligible to vote in the election, which will be scattered over the course of 6 weeks in the world's most populous democracy. About 142 million people will cast ballots in the opening phase. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an end to the fighting that erupted last week between Libyan political rivals for control of the capital, Tripoli. VOA's Sabina Castelfranco has the latest on the conflict there.
The fighting in Libya is between eastern-based forces loyal to Khalifa Haftar and armed groups allied to the UN-backed government in Tripoli. The Haftar offensive launched last week aims to take control of the Libyan capital. Due to the conflict, UN Special Envoy Ghassem Salame announced the postponement Wednesday of a national conference planned for next week. The International Crisis Group, an independent organization working to prevent wars, said serious efforts must be made to prevent a bloodbath in Tripoli and a dangerous escalation of the conflict involving regional powers.
Sabina Castelfranco reporting for VOA. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended President Donald Trump's move to halt American aid to three American nations from which record numbers of migrants have fled to the U.S.-Mexico border, responding to sharp criticisms from Democrats at an often testy Senate hearing on Wednesday. Pompeo spoke 2 weeks after President Trump announced he would cut aid Congress had approved to fight hunger, violence, and drug trafficking in the poverty-stricken nations to chastise them for failing to stem a massive surge of migrants crossing through Mexico into the United States. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.